بالبداية بشكر ربنا يلي جمعنا لأنه باسم مجتمعنا، بشكر كل الأشخاص يلي ساهموا لحتى يتم هذا اللقاء يلي بتمنى أنه يكون لقاء صلاة قبل كل شيء.
I'd like first to thank all the people. First of all, I'd like to wish Almighty God for having made that meeting possible. I'd like also to thank all who have helped organize this gathering tonight and that will enable us all unite in the name of God. I thank also all who are participating to this meeting and all who have really helped realize this visit.
أنا سعيدة سافرت كتير لبلدان كتير ولكن أول مرة بنوجد بإنجلترا، مشان هيك بطلب منكم إنه صلوا لي لأنه أنا بحاجة لصلاة لحتى تكون شهادتي صادقة ومثمرة. ما بكفي إنه أجي أحكي ربنا شو عم بيعمل، المهم إنه نحن نعمل ربنا شو بده مننا.
I have traveled all over the world and I'm very happy to be in England today. It's the first time that I am in this country. I ask you to pray for me. To pray for me because I need prayer. I need a lot of prayer in order to remain faithful to the messages that I have been entrusted with. And I ask you also to be faithful to yourselves and to your God.
بعرفكم عن نفسي، اسمي ماري الأخرس، معروفة باسم ميرا، من مواليد 1964، من سوريا. أنا من طائفة الروم الكاثوليك، تعرفت على نيكولا من طائفة الروم الأرثوذكس، تزوجت عام 1982، كان عمري 18 سنة.
I'd like to introduce myself to you. My name is Marie Al-Akhras, known as Mirna. I am from Syria. I was born in 1964. I'm a Melkite Catholic and my husband is a Greek Orthodox. I was married in 1982 at the age of 18.
وبلشت قصتي بعد 6 شهور من زواج، ب 22 تشرين الثاني عام 82. البداية كانت رشح زيت من إيدي، وب 27 تشرين الثاني يعني بعد أسبوع، صورة صغيرة موجودة مثل أي صمادية بالبيت، هالصورة كمان رشحت زيت. نيكولا قال لي أنا رايح نادي لأهلي وأنتي لا تخبري حدا. بهالوقت بسمع صوت، هالصوت بيقول لي ابنتي ماري لا تخافي أنا معك، افتحي الأبواب لا تحرمي أحد من رؤيتي، أضيئي لي شمس.
My story, or the phenomenon rather, started 6 months after my marriage, precisely on November 22, 1982. It started with oil oozing from my hands. That was while she was praying at her sister-in-law. 1 week later, on November 27th, oil started oozing from a small picture of Our Lady of Kazan, known today as Our Lady of Sufraniye, which was in her house. And her husband, Nicola, told her, I'm going to tell my parents, but please don't tell anyone about it. And while he was away, Mirna heard a voice saying, my daughter Mary Don't be afraid. Don't deprive anyone of my sight. Light to me a candle. She reminds me that also the voice told her, I'm with you.
انفتح الباب. أول شيء كان مستوى الحارة. وبعدين صاروا يخبروا بعضهم. لقينا أنه صار في ضغط كتير كبير بالبيت. خبرنا الكنيسة. والدولة كمان سورية دخلت. فحصوا إيدي. فحصوا الصورة. فحصوا الزيت. لقوا أنه الزيت زيتون صافي 100%. والصورة عبارة عن ورق وبلاستيك. قد الكف. ما في أي تفسير طبي. وساعدونا لحتى الناس تفوت تصلي وتطلع. وتحول البيت لمزار. وأنا ونيكولا من أول لحظة قلنا يا رب خذ إرادتنا لحتى إرادتك تشتغل بحياتنا. لأنه قدام هيك موقف ما بيقدر الواحد يعمل شيء غير إنه يصلي. ويستسلم لإرادة ربنا.
We then, after that message, we opened the doors of our house. At first, the people from the very near neighborhood started coming. And then, little by little, the crowd started, you know, getting more and more numerous. And thousands of people started flocking in and out of the house. We had a big, big pressure onto our daily lives, on our life. We had to tell the church about it. So we told the church, the ecclesiastical authorities. Even the government intervened, the state intervened. They brought with them people who checked Mirna's hands, who checked the picture, who checked the oil. They wanted to verify everything to make sure this was no bogus. They found out after all that there was no medical or scientific explanation to all that. Then, of course, they wanted the doctors came. There were scientific. They found out that this oil was 100% pure olive oil. Nicholas and herself, seeing that there was no explanation, thought that the only way to understand the phenomenon was to keep praying and praying, and only through prayer could they really withstand everything which was happening to them.
The 15th canon الأول عام 82 كنا عم نصلي وفجأة حسيت بإيد على كتفي عم تدفعني تطلع من الغرفة اللي عم نصلي فيها ثلاث مرات. طلعت على سطح البيت بس ما بعرف ليش ركعت بس ما بعرف ليش ركعت. كانت الساعة 11:30 بالليل كنت عم برجف ما بعرف إذا خوف ولا برد. فجأة برفع راسي شوف ست ما قدرت طلعت فيها هربت. أبونا قال لي العذراء أم والأم ما بتخوف. طلبي منها الشجاعة وصلي وقلي لها هي إينة أقدر استقبل.
On December 15th, 1982, we were praying in the house. Suddenly, although I was standing against the wall, I felt like someone pushing my shoulder from behind. This happened three times. The third time, without knowing why, I went to the terrace on the roof of my house. I knelt. I don't even know why I knelt. It was 11:30 at night. I was shivering. Was it from fear or from cold? I don't know. I raised my head. I saw a lady. I was so frightened, I ran away. People took me back downstairs. One of the priests who was attending, in fact, her spiritual advisor, told her, "Our Lady is a mother, and a mother doesn't harm her children. I would want you to please get prepared so that should she come and visit you another time, you would be prepared and not be scared away."
يعني بعد 3 أيام حسيت بنفس الشيء، إيد على كتفي عم تدفعني، ما نطرت، أجت على السطح لأنه كنت مراقبة، والكل كانوا لحقوني، الأهل، الجيران، في أطباء، في كهنة، كنت مطمئنة لأنه كنت مفكرة أنه هن رح يشوفوني كله. شفتها لوحدة وسمعتها لوحدة، كانت تحكي وأنا أرجع ردد الكلمات اللي عم اسمعها. صار في 5 زهورات على السطح، آخر زهور كان ب24 أذار عام 83.
3 days later, on December 18, 1982, I felt exactly the same thing. A hand pushing my shoulder. This time I didn't wait for a second or a third time. I went straight up to the terrace. Everyone followed me. The neighbors, the doctors, all the attendants. And I myself was quite happy because I thought that everybody would be seeing what I was expecting to see or what I was hoping to see. Our Lady appeared to me, and I was repeating to the attendants around me on the terrace, I was repeating what she was conveying to me, all the messages she was conveying to me. Our Lady appeared to me 5 times. The last time was on
March 25th, 1983. بينزل زيت من عيوني، بكون بدي اشوف نور يسوع واسمع صوت بالانخطاف. ما في وقت محدد، اما بشوف العذراء او بشوف نور وبسمع صوت يسوع. بكل مره بيحملوني رساله، بس اوعى بخبرهم شو شفت وشو سمعت. صار تقريبا 36 انخطاف 36.
After what I would call the stage of the apparitions became another stage, which was the stage of the ecstasies. Ecstasies, I would be, all of a sudden, I would lose consciousness, and people would take me to my bed, or to a bed, and there oil would pour out from my hands, my face, and sometimes from my eyes. Oil would come out from my eyes when I'm expected to see the light, which means Christ. I would hear his voice, and I would see him as a luminous silhouette, a silhouette of light. During ecstasies, I see either Our Lady or Christ. The messages which they give me, I relay afterwards. All in all, there were 36 ecstasies and 36 messages.
بكل عيد ينزل زيت من صوت العذراء ما عدا عيد الفصح. بكل عيد العذراء بتعطينا رسالة أو يسوع ما عدا عيد الفصح. كنا نستغرب كثير لأنه عيد الفصح كثير مهم، ولكن كان يمر مثل أي نهار. عام 1984 ثائبت بالشرق إنه الطوائف الغربية والشرقية عم بيعيدوا مع بعض. بخميس الأسرار بعد الظهر بشعر بألم كثير كبير بجسمي، بعدين لاحظ انه في دم كان موجود الأب يوسف معلولي قال لي ميرنا لا تخافي، ربنا سمح لك إنه تشتركي معه بالألم. أزمي أوجاعك لكل الأشخاص يلي بتفكري فيه. تكررت هاي الحادثة كل ما يكون العيد فصح موحد. يوم خميس الأسرار بنفتحوا جروحات، يوم سبت النور بينزل زيت من الصورة وبصير فيه رسالة. سنة 84، سنة 87، سنة 90، سنة 2001، وسنة 2004، بوجود عدة كهنة، بوجود عدة أطباء من سوريا ومخارج سوريا. الجروحات بتظهر وبتختم بعدين، أكيد بكون كتير موجوعة، ولكن بقول لهم جسمي موجوع ولكن أنا بكون كتير سعيدة لأنه ربنا خصني بهي النعمة.
During each liturgical feast, the ode used to exude. And every feast, there used to be messages. Except during Easter, where there was neither ode nor messages. And we were very surprised by that, seeing that Easter for Christians is the most important feast. In 1984, the calendar made it possible, that made it so that both the Orthodox and the Catholic feast of Easter coincided. That means the Oriental and Western Easter. And on Holy Thursday, I felt a very big pain in 1984. And I suddenly saw blood coming out from my forehead, my hands, my feet, and my side. Father Maluli, who was then one of my two spiritual advisors, and who is now in heaven, told me, Mirna, don't be afraid. You have the big grace to be able to participate in Christ's suffering. Offer this suffering to all the people who are in need for it. Pray for them. And so it happens that subsequently, in 1984, 1987, 1990, 2001 and 2004, when the Easter feast coincided between Orthodox and Catholics, it so happened that I received the stigmatas in the presence of numerous priests, doctors from all over the world, from Canada, the US, France, Syria, Lebanon, etc. Those stigmatas, those wounds would open, and that same evening or the next day would be gone, would be healed. My body suffers very much. I'm in great pain during those stigmata. It's true that my body suffers, but I'm extremely happy, and my soul sings because I feel I'm participating to Christ's own suffering on the cross.
من يوم ليوم قصة الصوفانية عم تكبر. ما بعرف ليش ربنا اختار الصوفانية، ما بعرف ليش ربنا اختار الشرق، ما بعرف ليش ربنا اختار سوريا، ما بعرف ليش ربنا اختار ميرنا. أكيد ربنا بيعطي النعمة لكل شخص، بقى كيف إذا الشخص هو اختار؟ كنت عم بكتسب القوة من ربنا، ولكن كنت عم بحط العذراء مثل قدامي لحتى اكتسب منها الطمأنينة. كنت دايما إلا يا عذراء جعليني لبي نداء الله بحياتي مثل ما أنت لبيتي، بالطاعة، الصبر، المحبة، الصمت، الاستسلام لمشيئة الله، وإنه يكون الهدف اللي عم بسعى له هو تمجيد الله بحياتي.
Since that day, the phenomenon of the story of Sofaniye has now reached the four corners of the world. Why? Why did God choose the East? I don't know. Why did he choose Syria? I don't even know. Why did he even choose Myrna? I really don't know. Surely God gives grace to every human being. How much more when God decides to choose a particular person? I always had the Virgin Mary as my example in life. I asked her right from the beginning to obey God's will the way she obeyed God's will in the fiat. I asked her for obedience, for patience, for love, for silence, all the qualities and virtues that Our Lady had and has. Because my only aim is the glorification of God in my life and through my testimony.
قصة سفانية ما عادت قصة بتخص ميرنا ولا هي قصة جروحات أو انخطافات أو ظهورات أو جروحات، ولكن هي رسالة، لأنه كل هول يوماً ما رح يوقف، ولكن رح تبقى الكلمة. اليوم ربنا عم بيحكي معنا، بدنا نعرف ربنا شو بده مننا لحتى نقدر نعمل جهد نشوف ربنا ليش عم بيحكي معنا اليوم. لو ما شعر انه في خطر اكيد ربنا ما كان اتدخل. عم نفتش على ربنا وعم نروح لبعيد. ظاهرة كتير مهمة، لأنه من خلالها ربنا عم بيحكي معنا، ولكن أول جملة قالتها العذراء: أبنائي اذكروا الله لأن الله معنا. الله حاضر معنا وفينا. ليش لنروح لبعيد لحتى نفتش عليه؟ وهو أقرب لنا من نفسنا، هو ساكن فينا.
The story of Sophronie is an extremely important episode. It's not about Myrna. It's not about the stigmatas, nor the oil, nor the wounds. It's about the messages. The messages. All the visible, the so-called visible phenomena would stop one day, but the messages will remain. God is speaking to us today. We would like, we want to know what he wants from us and why. If he speaks to us, it's because he knows that the world is in big need for him, is in big danger right now. Otherwise, he wouldn't intervene. Hence, the importance of the phenomenon. In her first message, Our Lady said, "My children, remember God, because God is with us. You know all things, and yet you know nothing. Your knowledge is an incomplete knowledge, but the day will come when you will know all things the way God know me." God is here. He's with us. He's much nearer than we are ourselves. He lives inside us. Therefore, don't look for God, because God is there, and he's here, and he's with us, and he's within us.
عم نفتش على عجيبي. الزيت ما هو عجيبي. أكبر عجيبي هو تحويل الخبز والخمر لدم وجسد يسوع. ولكن ربنا أوقات بيعاملنا حسب ما نحن نفهم، بيعطينا علامات بيعطينا علامات وبيضل بيعطينا علامات لأنه بيحبنا. عم نفتش على علامات، أكبر علامة هي قيامة يسوع من بين الأموات، وعم نفتش على براهين، الإنجيل اللي بين إيدينا هو أكبر برهان.
We're constantly searching for miracles. We're searching for miracles. The oil is not a miracle. The biggest miracle of all miracles is the Eucharist. The Eucharist, the transformation of bread and wine into the flesh and blood of Jesus. But God, in His misericordious way, likes to adapt Himself to our own way of thinking sometimes. He knows us, and that's why He gives us signs. He gives us signs because He loves us. But the biggest sign of all is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the biggest proof of God's existence and of God is through the Gospel.
العلامات اللي عم تصير بالصوفانية ما هي إلا علامة على أنه الله حي ولا زال عم بيشتغل لأنه محبة. والمطلوب مننا أنه نحب مثل ما هو حب، رغم ضعفنا ورغم محدوديتنا لفهم هذا الحب. عشان هيك أنا بؤمن إنه الله ما بينظر لضعفنا بقدر ما بينظر لقلبنا.
Those signs in Sophaniye are certainly very beautiful signs. Those signs show one thing, that God is indeed alive. And He works. And His works, and when He works through us, it's just because He loves us. We need to love the way He loves us, despite our weaknesses and our understanding of such love. God looks at our heart much more than at our weaknesses. He looks at our heart much more than our weaknesses.
دعوة الصوفانية اليوم هي الوحدة. أسسوا كنيسة لم أقل ابن كنيسة. الكنيسة التي تبناها يسوع كنيسة واحدة لأن يسوع واحد. الكنيسة هي ملكوت السماوات على الأرض. من قسمها أخطأ، ومن فرح بتقسيمها فقد أخطأ. بناها يسوع كانت صغيرة وعندما كبرت انقسمت، ومن قسمها ليس فيه محبة.
The biggest message of Sophaniye throughout all those messages is indeed the unity of the church. In the fifth apparition of Our Lady says to Myrna, establish a church. I did not say build a church. The church that Jesus adopted is one church because Jesus is one. The church is the kingdom of heaven on earth. He who has divided it has sinned. And he who has rejoiced from its division has also sinned. Jesus built it. It was small. And when it grew, it became divided. He who divided it has no love in him. Gather, I tell you, pray and pray and pray again. How beautiful are my children when they kneel down imploring. Do not fear, I am with you. Do not be divided as the great ones are. You yourselves will teach the generations the word of unity, love, and faith. Pray for the inhabitants of earth and heaven.
والعذراء بتقول أبنائي قلبي مجروح لا تدع قلبي ينقسم على انقسام.
Our Lady also says, my heart is wounded. Don't let it be. Don't let my heart be wounded again because of your divisions.
كيف بدها تسمي الوحدة؟ الوحدة هي أول شيء وحدة الإنسان مع ذاته. ما بقدر بشر بالوحدة إذا ما في وحدة مع ذاتي قبل كل شيء. الوحدة مع خيي. الوحدة مع الله. وحدة العائلة. وحدة الكنيسة. الوحدة بدها تتم لأنه ربنا عم بيدعي لها. ولكن تسريع الخطوات مرتبط بالمحبة، مرتبط بالتواضع، بالإيمان. إذا صلينا من أجل الوحدة رح تتحقق. ولكن كيف بدنا نعيش الوحدة؟ الوحدة اللي عم بيطلبها يسوع غير الوحدة اللي نحن عم نفكر فيها. الوحدة هي تقبل الآخر. الوحدة هي المحبة. لأن يسوع بيقول اجتهدوا أن تروا ذاتكم على حقيقتها. ولتروا مدى أمانتكم في تحقيق وحدة القلوب فيما بينكم. ربنا عم بيدعي اليوم لوحدة القلوب. ما بيصير محب، ما بيصير وحدة بدون محبة.
How will this unity ever be achieved? Unity starts with one's self. I cannot testify or preach or speak about unity if there is no unity within myself, with my brother, with God, with the people around me, whether I like them or not. Unity is the unity of the family, the unity of the church. The unity will eventually happen because our Lord wants it. It will only be speeded up through love and through faith. How am I to live this unity? The way Jesus is asking us to unite is perhaps different from the way we are conceiving it. Unity is to accept the other one as he is and not as we want him to be. It's through love. In a message that Christ gave to Myrna on Saturday, April 14th, 2001, he says, among other things, persevere in prayer and let your fasting be accompanied by meditation and solitude, and you will hear my voice in the heart. He also speaks about unity, and I'm just trying to see exactly what that is. Okay. So on November 26, 2001, Christ says, how beautiful is the family whose emblem is unity, love, and faith. Its path is my path, and my mother is its support. My children, I'm bestowing myself upon you. The act of adoration, meditation, thanksgiving, and spiritual guidance rejoice me. But the whole is incomplete without your unity at the altar. I'm giving you my body and my blood as a proof of my fidelity and love. Receive from me this sacrament with trust and faith, because this sacrament comforts you, provides you with strength and wisdom, and increases you in grace. Difficult days are coming. Turmoil within the church. He who does not enjoy true peace will be in danger due to division. Do not surrender to failure. Do not worry about the judgment of others on you. Do not defend yourselves and seek only what I have prepared for you. I'm the one who takes care of you because you're the work of my hands. Prove your love to me because through love I walk at your side and through the sacraments I unite myself to you. And do not forget that I'm the reason of your existence on earth and I'm the reason of your happiness in heaven.
يمكن لازم ترجع لكنيسة فقيرة مثل ما كانت فتشعر بحاجتها لأولادها وبهيك بيكون غناها هو اتحاد أولادها.
Perhaps one of the solutions would be that the church may become poor again because through this poverty it may unite itself again with its people, and through the people, the unity would be easier to be achieved.
أجمل كلمة قالتها العذراء بالصوفانية. أبنائي اذكروني في سروري. كتار اللي بيذكروا ربنا. لما يكون بدهم شيء منه، لما يكون في إنسان مريض، لما يكون في إنسان فقير، لما يكون في إنسان عم بيتألم، لما يكون إنسان بالصعوبة، بيذكر ربنا. ولكن قلال كتير يلي بيشكروه لما بيكون كل شيء حواليه حلو. وكأنه يسوع هو إله ألم فقط، وكأنه نحن حبيناه مصلوب أكثر ما هو قائم من بين الأموات. بسبب صعوباتنا منتجه ليسوع المصلوب ومننسى أنه بعد الصعوبات في قيام. عشان هيك العذراء قالت اذكروني في سروركم. مثل ما نحن نشارك يسوع بآلامنا، يسوع عم بيطلب مننا أن نشاركه بأفراحنا، لأنه هو إله فرح، هو إله محبة، هو إله سلام، وبيريد يشوف أولاده مبسوطين وعم بيشاركوا بالفرح تبعهم.
The most beautiful sentence Our Lady has told me is, remember me in your joy. We often think of God in times of misery, in times of sickness, in times of illness, in times of sad moments, of death, etc. We often associate our thoughts of Jesus on the cross, but we forget very often the resurrection. We forget the glory of God. We forget that God is a God of joy, that God is a joy of love, that God that God is a God of peace. Therefore, we often remember Him when we need Him, but whenever things are going well, we practically always forget to render grace and to thank Him. We should think of God also in our happy moments and when everything goes well, and not only when we are in a turmoil, because as I just said, our God is a God of joy, a God of love, and a God of peace.
لما بلشت قصتي الناس كتير تدخلت بحياتي، ولما يسوع قال لي عيشي حياتك صرت أعمل جهد شو اللي بيرضي الله أكتر من شو اللي بيرضي الناس، وما مادام الله بيعرف حقيقتي فكل شي بيقولوا الناس ما رح يغير من حقيقتي. قالوا لي لازم تتركي نيكولا وتروحي لحتى تفرغي لرسالتي. اجت فترة نسيت نفسي انه انا مزوجة ونيكولا نسي نفسه وصارت حياتنا هي لاستقبال الناس ولخدمتهم. ولكن لما ربنا شعر انه في خطر على العائلة اللي هو اختارها قالت للعذراء حياتك الزوجية ستبقى كما هي. وبعد 4 سنين من زواجي قالت لي لا تخافي يا ابنتي سأعطيك هدية أتعاب. وكانت هالهدية هي ميريام بنتي وجوعنا نقيم. لما قال يسوع ما أجمل العائلة عرفت إنه ربنا ما اختار ميزنا لوحدة، اختار عيلة حتى يقلنا قديش العيلة مهمة بنظر ربنا، قديش ربنا بحب العيلة. إذا هالعيلة مبنية على المحبة، مبنية على الوحدة، مبنية على السلام، بتكون عم تشهد لكنيسة يسوع، لأنه البيت هو كنيسة صغيرة والكنيسة لازم تكون عائلة واحدة.
When the phenomenon started, many people intervened in my life. They all came along with their little bit of advice. Many of them told me, you know, you should leave your husband and consecrate yourself, just devote yourself entirely to the messages. Some suggested I finish my life in a convent. And I sort of listened to what they were saying, and we were very influenced, and I started contenting, you know, going ahead and going along with those types of advice, and we forgot for many months, Nicholas and myself, that we were a married couple. We did not anymore behave like a married couple. So much so that Our Lady stepped in one of her messages and said, your married life will continue as is. Do not change your married life. It will remain as is. And at that moment, she understood the meaning of the family. And she understood that God did not only select Mirna, but selected a family. A few months later, Our Lady came back with another message, and she said, I give you a price for your pains and your sufferings. And a few months later, she became pregnant, because during 4 years, although both of them very much wanted to have kids, they were unable to have any. And after that message of Our Lady, she was able to get pregnant, and she had her first child called Miriam, who is now 18. And subsequently, she had a boy called John Emmanuel, who is now about 16 years old. Also, another message to confirm and consecrate the importance of the family. Christ, in one of his messages, told her, how beautiful is the family, meaning any family. And that's where Mirna was convinced about the importance of such a family, or of the family itself. And a family which is built on love, unity, and peace can only be a witness to the Church of Jesus Christ. family is a small church, and the church is only the gathering of all the families.
قصدي صار لك 22 سنة ما قد ما اختصرت منه بدها سنة بإنجلترا لحتى خلص، لأنه بكل يوم كان عم يمر علينا أحداث كتير كبيرة. الأحداث كانت عم بتثبت عمل الله فينا. بطلب منكم صلوا لي لحتى أكون أمينة لهالرسالة اللي ربنا عطاني إياها. أنا بشبه نفسي لساعي بريد، ربنا كلفني لحتى أوصل رسالة ولحتى أوصلها بأماني بحاجة لصلاة. ربنا بسيط أكثر مما بتتصور وبيحب البساطة، ما بيحب الفلسفة، بيحب إنه نكون بسيطين بعلاقتنا مع بعضنا البعض. عشان هيك بيقول أسسوا كنيسة لم أقل ابن كنيسة. أساس الكنيسة هن الرسل، وربنا اليوم عم بيدعينا لحتى نكون رسل بمحبة الرسل ببساطة الرسل، ونشهد لأله ونيالي اللي بيكتشف حب الله بحياته بيكون شاهد لأله. بطلب منكم صلوا من أجل العيب، خصوصا العيلة المتفككة، لحتى ربنا يجمعها برباط المحبة والوحدة. بطلب منكم تصلوا من أجل الشبيبة غرقان اليوم، حتى ربنا يعطيها نعمة تفتح قلبها لاستقبال عطاءات ربنا لإلها. بطلب منكم تصلوا لهالبيت اللي ربنا اختار حتى يضل مفتوح لكل الناس بدون ما نسأل عن طريقته أو عن مذهبه، وبمجانية مثل ما ربنا عودنا. أنا بدوري بحملكم بصلاتي، أكيد كل إنسان عنده نية، لكن ميرنا بتساعدكم بالصلاة، تشترك معكم بالصلاة. ميرنا ما بتشفي والزيت ما بيشفي. لما يجي إنسان يقول لي أنا مريض صلي لي، بقول له المريض ما بيشفي مريض. كلياتنا مرضى، كلياتنا بحاجة لرحمة ربنا، ولكن ربنا بحب انه نضم قلوبنا لبعضنا البعض ونصلي مع بعضنا البعض. دائما لما بيكون في مريض بقول إرادة ربنا قبل كل شيء وإيمانك ثاني شيء. لما بنصلي الأبانا خلينا نركز شو عم نحكي، خصوصا لما نقول له لتكن مشيئتك. لازم ندرك الكلمة اللي عم نقولها. طالما عم نقول لتكن مشيئتك معناتها عنا ثقة بربنا ومشيئته هي فوق كل مشيئة.
My story has now covered 22 years. If I were to say or to tell all the events which occurred during those 22 years, I would need to stay 1 year in England, because we were so blessed with so many events that used to happen on a daily basis, proving by this doing the action of God. pray for me. Pray for me so that I remain faithful to my mission. I compare myself to a messenger. I'm entrusted with messages, and I relay them to the people. I'm only a messenger. God has asked me to convey those messages to everyone, and that's why I am in very much need for your prayers. I want you to remember one thing. God is very simple. He likes simplicity. He doesn't like philosophers or people who build all sorts of theories and doctrines. Let's love God by loving each other, and let's find him among ourselves. That's why he told me, I didn't ask you to build a church, but to found one, meaning just to have Jesus in my heart and not just to build a church in stones. Let's be like the apostles and imitate their simplicity. They were simple fishermen. Let's be witnesses. Happy is the man or the woman who finds God's love within him. Please pray for the families, for all the families, and especially the ones that are divided, so that God binds them once more with the links of love. Pray for the youth of today, which is sinking in such misery and materialism. Pray for them so that God would shower them with his graces. Pray for my home in Sufaniye, that home which for 22 years has been opened in absolute gratuity, without asking anyone about their denomination or their creed. No questions are asked. I want you to remember one thing. Mirna does not heal, nor does the oil heal. That's why when a sick person comes to me and say, please heal me, Mirna always answers, a sick person cannot heal another sick person. We're all sick. We're all in need of healing. That's why when we recite the Lord's Prayer, and one of the sentences is, let thy will be done, let's concentrate on that sentence and let's abandon ourselves to the will of God and trust him. As for me, I will also pray for you. And once again, I request you to please pray for me.
بما أنه هلأ في عنا قداس أثناء القداس ياريت ننسى كل شيء وننسى ذاتنا كمان ونتقدم لجسد ودم يسوع ونكون واعيين شو عم نعمل كل مرة بتقدم لازم أشعر لازم أرجف لحتى أكون مستحقة إني أخذ دم وجسد يسوع.
Now we're going to have Mass in a few minutes. Since we're going to have Mass, I will ask you during the Mass to forget everything, to even forget about yourselves, and just concentrate on the very fact of Christ offering his body and blood. And let's be conscious of what we're doing when we go and have Holy Communion. When we go to receive the Holy Communion, when we think about it, really, we should be shivering at the thought of even meriting the body and blood of Christ.
أنتم كنيستي وقلبكم ملكي. الكنيسة ما هي حجر. الكنيسة هي أنت. هيك نقدم صلواتنا اليوم من أجل المسؤولين بالكنيسة لحتى ربنا يساعدهم للعمل من أجل خير الكنيسة ولحتى دعوة يسوع والعذراء تتحقق.
One of the messages Christ says, "You are my church, and your heart belongs to me." The church is not a church of stone. You are the church. Let's today offer this Mass to the high dignitaries of the church so that God helps them in order to realize the good of the church and to realize what God wants from them. Let's all pray for all the priests so that they also accomplish God's will.
نحن اللي بنمثل الكنيسة. الكنيسة منا من اسم. الكنيسة بحياتها ما كانت من اسم. الكنيسة وحدة لأنه يسوع واحد. ولكن نحن من اسمه. تعداد الطوائف هي غنى للكنيسة. ولكن تحولت بعدين. ما بنقدر نعمل شيء غير انه نصلي لحتى ربنا هو يحافظ على كنيسته ويستعملنا نحن أداة كمان لحتى نحافظ على الكنيسة يلي ربنا بده اياها مش نحن اللي نفكر فيه.
I want you to know one thing. The church is not divided. It never has been divided. The church is one because Christ is one. We are the ones who are divided. The numerous denominations within the church is really a wealth to the church, could be conceived as a richness to the church. Let's therefore, all we can do is just to pray so that God protects His church and uses us as tools to perform or to accomplish His views and His realization of unity the way He wants it and not the way we want to have it. Thank you very much. Before we start the Mass, Mirna would like us all to recite the prayer which you will see on the various pictures of Our Lady of Soufamille. It's a prayer that Christ taught her and that is now known all over the world. Mirna would also like to say one word before we start this prayer.
Beloved Jesus, grant us any destiny.
Amen.
تفسيري بتقول العذراء بالصوفانية بتجمعنا ليلي للسلام منصلي وللوحدة المسيحية.
Myrna is now going to sing for us the hymn of Sufaniye, which goes, Our Lady in Sufaniye unites us every evening. For peace we pray, and for the unity of Christians. Our Lady appeared to us. She gave us the oil. God through His blood has saved us and delivered us from sin. O Virgin Mary, O Mother of Light, we have lit candles and incense. Daily we offer you flowers and we pray for you every night. O Mary, heal the sick. And the ones who have gone away, please bring them back. And please deliver the prisoners so that they would come and visit Sufaniye.
للسلام نصلي وللوحدة المسيحية العذراء بالصوفانية بتجمعنا ليلي للسلام نصلي وللوحدة المسيحية يا عذراء المرضى شفيهن واللي غابوا رديهن
يا عذراء المرضى شفيهن واللي
والأسرى خلصيهم تيزوروا الصوفانية عذراء بالصوفانية بتجمعنا ليلي للسلام نصلي وللوحدة
المسيحية
يا عذراء يا أم النور ضوينا شموع بخور
يا عذراء يا أم النور ضوينا شموع
يومي منهديك زهور ومنصلي لك ليلي عذراء بالصوفانية بتجمعنا ليلي
للسلام منصلي وللوحدة المسيحية
العذراء هليت علينا زيت الشافي تعطينا
العذراء هليت علينا زيت الشافي تعطينا
يسوع الدم فادينا خلصنا من الخطيه عذراء بالصوفانية بتجمعنا ليلي
للسلام نصلي وللوحدة المسيحية
العذراء بالصوفانية بتجمعنا ليلي للسلام نصلي وللوحدة المسيحية للوحدة المسيحية